Good evening, and welcome to an experiment. And like all good experiments, it's pretty certain to go disastrously wrong. So I say that I'm trying out something here in a supermarket, my local supermarket in Glenmire. And I'm doing an experiment on the use of Audioboo while I go shopping to enable me to think out loud my thoughts into the iPhone as I look at various things and consider. And I'm at the moment having a problem. The problem I'm having is apples. These Johnna Gourd apples, grown and packed in Ireland, they're too heavy, really. My wife won't touch them, really. Royal Gala are crap. What else is here? Royal Gala, that's all rubbish. Pink Ladies, no, they're no good. So I'm actually going to be reduced to Granny Smiths. It's not my kind of apples. I wouldn't touch a Granny Smith with a barge pole, to be absolutely honest. So that's the problem with apples. So I'm kind of circling strawberries, which I wouldn't buy in this time of the year anyway. They're from Morocco, and there seems to me something wrong with buying pigs. Grapes I don't buy because I practically would eat them all on the way home. There'd be none left, and I would just have consumed them. So I'm going to look for pink grapefruits. That's what I'm going to look for. There's a very high love of pink grapefruits in the house where I live. And where the hell are the pink grapefruits? They were here when I was last here, but they're not here anymore. Now, pink grapefruits, I could actually do with a gin and tonic, so I'm highly inclined to buy a lemon. But, in fact, maybe I will do that. We have a lemon at home already. Where the hell are the grapefruits? Excuse me.
Sorry.
Oh, yeah. Do you have grapefruits? Do you have the pink grapefruits? I can't see them. I might be looking in the wrong place. Are they there?
They're normally here.
Yeah, I know, they're normally here. These are big oranges, aren't they? They're not. Are they small grapefruits? Yeah. Okay, so you're out of the. Not to worry. Not to worry. Thanks a million. No, not to worry. Thanks a million. Bloody hell. That is a pity. Now. Oh, dear. Right, I've got a list in front of me here, and it says things like. It says toilet paper. Well, I'm certainly not in the toilet paper section right now. Fruit has been a minor disaster, I have to say. So, rather than rub it in, I have some limes at home. They're a bit old, but they'll do for the gin and tonic if I still have the inclination when I get back there. Wrong day of the week to be looking for those things. And I need now to go and get some milk. Oh, I'm looking here at a very, very nice looking oysters presentation box with mussels. I tell you what, the local competition from that crowd from Ballycotton here will sort of cause my local supermarket to go really upmarket on their fish. Hang on, I'm just going to go and get a bog standard collection of low-fat super milk. Yeah, I got the super milk here. Now, you know what, there's an awful lot of things not known about men and women's shopping habits, you know. There are lots of data out there, but it's no bloody use. What you really need is micro data, like attach an Audioboo to the people as they go around the supermarket and get them to talk out loud about what they're doing. Like, for example, I'm walking past Muesli and all that kind of stuff, and I hate the look of Easter eggs at this time. I just want to blot Easter out. It is much too early, and I don't want to know anything about it. Got enough orange juice at home. God, you can never have too much yoghurt in our house, so I better get one. I think they're actually reduced at the moment. Yeah, I see them down. They're down to £2.29, and this supermarket is benchmarking them against Dunnes and Tesco's. Anyway, I won't get cheaper than £2.29, so I'll buy that. I've got too much butter and buttery kind of spready things. What else have I got to get here? Smoothies? Oh, God, these things cost a lot. Smoothies, but I better get them because my poor daughter's got a temperature at the moment, and it would seem churlish not to go home with a bit of a smoothie for her, if I can find them. But the problem is that it's a while since I bought them, and I don't really know where they are stored. I'm looking at Alpro, I'm looking at goat's milk from Glenish, I'm looking at Benecol, I'm looking at Activa. Those of you who are really into shopping will, you know, I'm looking at Weight Watchers. What the hell would I know? I want to gain weight, not lose it. Anyway, here we are. I'm giving up on that. Yeah, I'll just have to say I couldn't find it. I got to get pumpkin seeds. I've got the brown bread. What else? I got the milk. I just bought milk. Cheese. Oh, yeah, cheese. God, nearly walked past the cheese. We have no cheese in the house, and you kind of have to have some. I went off cheese myself a while ago because I wanted to get the old cholesterol down. And it worked, to be honest. I gave up chocolate and cheese, and the cholesterol tumbled. So what else can I say about this? Here, a bit of Kilmeade and cheese. That'll do, that'll do. We don't eat all that. It's mature white cheddar. That'll do fine. No, I love cheese so much, but I have denied myself access to it, except on odd occasions, because I eat it till it comes out my ears. I'm one of these people who could, you know, you go through a big meal, you have loads and loads, first course, second course and all that, and then they bring out the cheese, and there's a huge, huge cream thing waiting. But I'm going to consume all the blooming cheese. Now, where are the pumpkin seeds? Where are the pumpkin seeds? Excuse me, could you tell me where the pumpkin seeds are? Pumpkin seeds, yeah. I can't remember. Oh, you got them in one. Thanks a million. Oh, they're bound to be here. They're greenish things.
No, they're definitely there.
I see sunflowers. Pumpkin seeds. I see poppy seeds. I see linseed. I've got them already. I think you have two types. Do you know that? I think there's another bit of the shop where there's other. Don't worry about them at all. I'll take some sunflowers in case I don't get pumpkin. You know? Maybe they're very popular. No. Are they in there? No. Don't worry. I'll try these. I'll keep looking as I'm going around. Thanks a million. Okay, where am I going now? Here, I've done that. I'm not having a good look, and this wasn't all set up, by the way. I assumed when I started this that this would be all going downhill. I see they're selling a whole litre of olive oil for $5.82. There was a time I used to collect olive oil. I'm not joking. I literally went around trying to find the most high-class olive oils that I could find. It was after I read a book about somebody who owned an olive grove in the south of France and went around trying to find out about all the olive oils, the handmade olive oils all the way around the Mediterranean. Wonderful, wonderful book by an American. If anyone ever comes across it, it's called Olives. And I couldn't recommend it too highly if you're really an olive oil addict, as I certainly was. Okay, now I'm in trouble. I better take stock. I've got the toilet paper up my sleeve because that's going to be the easy one. Yeah, frozen fruit. Yeah, that's the last non-toiletry that I have to get. So I'm heading now in a rapid rate past the fruit and fibre and past Campbell's savoury rice, and I'm denying myself access to the ice cream. I'm a love ice cream. You know, I love ice cream. And I finally got to the Boylan's frozen raspberries. I don't want their frozen raspberries. I want frozen summer fruits. Okay. Problem is, there are too many raspberries in the world, and as a result of there being too many raspberries, I can't find the non-raspberry stuff. Here we are. At the bottom of the raspberry pile, I find the quality summer fruit mix, you know? That's the kind of thing us poor consumers have to put up with. Am I going to bring home a pizza? No, I'm not. They do great, great pizzas in this supermarket. They're their own brand, and they're better than anything else I know. I'm going to stare longingly at the sticky toffee from Corrin Hill. Even the caramel ice cream. What about a basic frozen yogurt? I'd sod it. I'm going to have a bit. Frozen yogurt won't kill my cholesterol. This is my one impulse purchase. Okay, now let me just take stuff. Hair conditioner. Very handy if you have hair to condition it. That's what I say. Actually, the best conditioner I know was made by Aveda, but it costs a lot of money. And I love the stuff, so I'm going to go looking for a basic conditioner. Anyway, that's it. That's going to be the end of my experiment here. I wanted no idea how this is going to turn out. I'm a bit irritated and annoyed I can't find pumpkin seeds. But there we are. Look, that's a little trip in audio. I maybe we could make a genre out of this, and somebody else would go shopping. And I'm a big, big shopper. I love supermarkets. Actually, I also like the bijou shops. Anyway, that's it. That's enough for now. Bye-bye. P.S. I'm sorry. I nearly forgot the matches. Yeah, I just wanted to say I need matches because we're actually going to light a fire tonight at home. Okay, that's it. Now, where the devil? I can't find matches in the Tampax section. This is ridiculous. Or the Rimmel from London. I've got lost time. Ah, but I have actually found the Forest Berries conditioner. Perfect. All the best. Bye-bye.